Nearly 80 commercial fishers will participate in the annual cleanup effort, which takes place January 15th through February 7th. Now in its third year, the project received $100,000 in funding from the General Assembly, allowing the North Carolina Coastal Federation to hire and train local fishers to collect lost fishing gear during the no-potting period. Coastal Education Coordinator Sarah Hallis says crews are paid $450 per day.
This is a slower time of year in the fishing industry, especially for the crabbing industry. The fishing would be closed during this time of year, so it does give them an option for employment during the slow winter season.
Last year, nearly 3,500 crab pots were collected from coastal fishing waters, but Hallis expects crews will encounter more marine debris this year because of Hurricane Florence.
There will be most of the boats working in the Albemarle and Pamlico Sound, as it's a larger area and is where most of the commercial crab pot fishery takes place.
Crews will also collect crab pots from Core Sound and Bogue Sound. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.